Welcome to Mox on the Mic, your exclusive look into all things Chattanooga athletics. Here's your host, Chris Goforth.
Let's go for a jog this week. Maybe a mild sprint, if you will. We're going to do a little cross-country run this week here on Mox on the Mic as we welcome in Andy Myers. He is the cross-country head coach for Chattanooga. Let me tell you, his women's team is off to an absolutely red-hot start as they head towards the Southern Conference Championships for cross-country here in a couple of weeks. Excited to talk to Andy and learn about just how good this women's team is that has been fantastic through the early part of this season. Here's our conversation with Chattanooga cross-country coach Andy Myers.
Well, Coach, always appreciate you giving us a few minutes. And look, there's a lot that I want to get to with you, but we got to start with your women's team and just how well they have done coming off first place finishes now in back-to-back events. Tell me a little bit about this women's team and kind of how things are going. I know you got to be excited about them.
I am. We knew coming in this year that this women's team was had a chance to be very good if everything fell in place and they worked hard over the summer. That being said, we came out of the summer and we had a couple injuries and we went up to Tennessee. We didn't run through three of our top four kids. We gave Leslie a rest. We know what she can do, but then Maddie had a foot problem. Leah had a foot problem. So it didn't start really well, but they've done well at each meet. We've got better and better as they've got more miles in. Catherine Redenberg is a transfer from Dalton State. She's come in and she has done really well. Emma was our number one girl last year. Now she's run anywhere from our fourth girl to our second girl. She's got faster. It's just a great bunch of girls. They listen, they believe in themselves. They're just the best kids you could possibly imagine. And I told the parents that after the home meet, how proud of I was of the kids. And, you know, kids don't get to be great kids. You know, they've got great parents. And I told the parents that. And we're excited for the conference championship coming up in 12 days. You know, we've got a chance to do well if everybody stays healthy and nobody gets sick.
You guys head to North Carolina for that. It starts on Friday, October 27th. I'm always interested, and I've asked this question many times to both Blaine and Colette, from a golf standpoint. When you're going to a new event that you haven't played before, cross country is a little bit different. It may not be what do you want to call it, sterile maybe? I mean, a track is a track, right? But cross country can be a little bit different. What kind of homework will you do on a certain course to make sure your guys and ladies are ready before you head to compete?
Well, we've already done a bit of homework. We've talked to some coaches that have run there, and we talked to some fortunately, we've had several kids that we've recruited out of North Carolina, and we've talked to them about the course because it's the state course. So it's fairly well known. So we've got a pretty good idea of what the course is like. It's probably a little bit hillier than what our course is, but it's not full of hills. And it's fairly fast and true. And then also we go up 2 days before in a situation like this, so we can get on the course a couple times and just kind of see how it flows. And we talk about where we want to, you know, where we feel like we can make up time and where we need to go. It's just not like we're going to get out of the bus and oh, well, here we are. Let's see what happens. You know, we've already been doing some of our homework on this.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear the strategy behind it. That's kind of next level, maybe, from, because I'm sure there's people that think, you just show up and run, right? But there's so much more to it than just that.
Yes, Chris, there is. And you've got to look at what course suits a particular individual and know what individuals can do on certain courses. And so we talk to the kids about that, and then As far as design, what a course is designed, is it a tight course? Do we need to get out? Can we lay back? Are there certain turns you need to go wide? Can you take the inside on this turn? But we'll go through all that once we actually get our feet on it, we get a feel for it, and just talk about how to approach each kilometer within that course. And I mean, every turn, where do we need to be at every turn to give our kids the best possibility of success?
Your women's team has been very consistent over the course of this season, it seems like. Is that kind of a fair way to describe this squad, just really consistent?
Oh, it is. And again, the you know, we've got Leslie, and she's ahead of everybody. She is just a super talent. But not to take anything away from Emma Russman, Catherine, Maddie coming off her foot injuries, done well. She's been high as our second runner. Leah Boyd coming off her foot injury has done really well. I mean, it's just the girls root for one another. And then we've had a couple freshmen. You could see them progressing as the season goes on. They've got closer and closer. And, you know, they finished as our sixth and seventh girl. And they're only going to get faster. They've only accelerated. We knew, you know, as freshmen coming in, it takes a little bit of time to find their flow and to find their rhythm with the university and running and classes. And that whole – they've really, really, these last couple weeks have just ran very, very well as they're starting to put everything together.
Let's talk a little bit about your guys' squad now. A little bit about them and just kind of how things have progressed for them over the course of the season.
Yeah, the guys worked really hard. We knew Aaron, you know, for last year. He's been a great kid for us. But we brought on a freshman, and each race, you could see Jack getting a little bit closer. And then this past race, he accelerated, especially in the last 2K, and ended up beating her, which is great for Jack. Jack's a great freshman, very mature, very, very mature. Then we've had a gap between those two. They've always been at the front of the races. We've had a gap that we needed to fill in. And Louisville, we saw a little bit more of where it was filling in. And then this past race, our home race, the guys basically use it as kind of a workout, but we worked on our pacing and where we needed to be in the second half of the race. And we actually saw that gap shrink. So we're moving in the right direction. We got to get to shrink a little bit more. We can't have two guys way out in front of the race and then turn around and go for 2 minutes before anybody else comes in. That's a recipe for disaster. So they've made each meet. We've made a little more progress into that meet.
Do you like your depth and where you are with on the men's side?
I do, because other than our top two, we've got about eight kids that run for the next five spots, and they've all been interchangeable. Again, we got a little bit better this our homie in that Eamon O'Brien. He looked much better. He looked where he needs to be. And then we have another freshman, Tristan Golden. Tristan just ran great all season. And he started to come, you know, close that gap where he's a little bit closer to the front, which it's if we can just put two kids in that gap, that'll significantly help us.
A little bit about what is to come from the conference. Can you take a minute and maybe give us a little bit of a preview of what you expect on both the women's side and the men's side?
Sure.
At the conference meet?
Yeah, we'll start with the women. Furman has just killed it all season. They're nationally ranked. They are at the top of the conference, no doubt. And then you've kind of got a log jam between us and Samford. ETSU started the season. They were ranked 13th or 14th in the South region, and they've had some injuries, but they look much better over the weekend. And then Mercer, actually, their women's team is significantly better. their coach does a great job with them, and they've got better. So it's kind of Furman, and then there's a group of about four, including us, that are right below them in the women's race. And I feel like, you know, if we have a good day, we could finish as high as second or third. You know, and if we don't run to our potential, ETSU or Mercer could come up and bite it. So we've got to, you know, be focused and be ready to run, and not, you know, just show up and expect a, you know, second or third place is ours, because it's not going to be. We've got to put an effort into it. I think Leslie's got a great shot of being in the top seven, maybe even the top three, depending on the day, in the conference. I think Catherine and Maddie and Emma, they've all got a shot to be all conference. They have a good day. Now on the men's side, I think Aaron and Jack certainly have a great shot to be all conference. They're going to have to work hard. I think Jack should easily be on the all freshman conference team. As a team, if we have a really, really good day and get some help, you know, we could probably be fourth, but we're going to be probably in that fifth, sixth, seventh range. Again, Furman men, they're way ahead of everybody. And actually, ETSU men are pretty far ahead of everybody. Then you've got Samford, you've got us, you've got Mercer. They've done a great job again this year. So it's kind of like the women's, you know, there's five teams that are pretty much ahead of everybody else. And they're all going to be fighting for basically, you know, four of those five teams on both the men and women are fighting anywhere from spot number two to number five.
You're in kind of, I guess, a unique situation, I'll call it, coaching both the men's and the women's. How do you juggle the two, both when it comes to practice and also when it comes to competition day?
Well, it is. It's been great. You know, it's not like track. We've got multiple events, men and women going on at the same time. You've basically got one race, and then there's a break, and then there's another race, and you're over. So it makes it a lot easier as far as the actual race day. And Chris, you point out we do a lot of our homework before we even get there. We meet individually with each team once a week. Plus, we also meet with the individuals just like this morning, you know, whenever they come in, they want to, especially Monday after race is a busy day. Everybody wants to analyze the race and talk about where we're going in the next direction and whatnot. So the workouts gets a little bit tricky trying to do all the different times. But I've had great help from the senior leadership. And also Sarah Phillips, who ran for us last year, but she's a manager for us this year. She's helped me out with the timing and the ordering and all the paperwork and all the logistical stuff. I mean, she's been great helping me out. But, you know, the kids and both the guys, previously we practiced separate. Well, now we all practice together. And actually the guys and girls like that. So that's something we've learned that this year we're going to continue with, because there are some times where we've got a couple of the guys that are kind of walk on projects and they work out with Leslie, and it gives her somebody to work out with. And then the you know, they just like being together, like doing their cool downs together, like doing their warm ups together. I mean, it's actually, what I thought might be more of a distraction has actually brought us closer as a team.
Coach, appreciate the time. As always, best of luck to you guys, and look forward to kind of breaking it all down again after the conference championships. But best of luck to you and both your squads.
Chris, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks to Andy for giving us some time this week. Thanks to you for being with us as well. We've got new episodes of Mox on the Mic coming out each and every week. We hope you'll make plans to be with us, as we always tell you. Subscribe, rate, and review if you're on Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcast from, make sure you subscribe. to Mox on the Mic, and also tell a friend about Mox on the Mic as well. For our producer, Tate Johnson, I'm Chris Goforth saying so long, everybody, and go Mox.
Thanks for listening to Mox on the Mic. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review. And we'll see you again soon.